News Talk 1100 WCGA in wonderful coastal Georgia. New York City now overrun by rampant crime, illegal immigrants, and squatters, many of them illegals. Squatters are now tenants by law after 30 days. Doesn't matter if they break into your home, you have to keep the water and the gas and all the utilities on or you're subject to immediate arrest. You are not to enter your property, change the locks, evict the squatters.
Oh, I will be arrested instantly.
They turned off the hot water and then reported that they had no hot water. It's a $250 fine per day, up to $15,000, punishable by 5 years in jail.
So here you are. You have to pay the upkeep of the house.
Right.
And not getting any rent?
I'm not getting any rent, and I'm paying the gas and electric every month.
Homeowners coming to Congresswoman Vicky Palladino desperate for help.
I'm in debt. My credit cards are pretty much maxed out.
Total insanity, a violation of the Third Amendment. The middle class are kulaks. They are to be eliminated after their property is confiscated. In many leftist states in which I have lived and visited, the houses are built like fortresses. And now we know why. And I bet the Republican vote in New York will not increase by more than 10% this fall. I love New York. I lived in New York twice, Brooklyn and Manhattan. My father was born in the Bronx. His father, Natan, and his father, Baruch, came to New York to escape exactly this in Eastern Europe. And now, once again, a government that really does seem to hate its citizens. What to do if you have squatters? Well, they're not squatters. They're burglars. Engage them. And then call the police on the burglars, if anyone's still alive. Secondarily, poisonous snakes, spiders, mean men with bats, the rebirth of the New York mob. You know, the men and women who owned all the crematoriums in the mid-20th century. This is News Talk 1100.